The 47th Karlovy Vary International Film Festival kicked off in the West Bohemian Spa town on Friday. At the opening ceremony, the British actress Helen Mirren was honored for her contribution to world cinema. The festival, which this year again features a Czech film in the main competition, will conclude next Sunday with the handing out of the Crystal Globe Awards. Radio Prague's former reporter Ian Willoughby is at the festival, and we asked him for an account of the happenings so far.
Well, the biggest event so far has naturally been Friday night's opening, when the special guest was Dame Helen Mirren, the British actress, who's perhaps best known, I would say, for playing the Queen in the film of the same title 5 years ago, which won her an Oscar. She received the Karlovy Vary Crystal Globe Award for Outstanding Artistic Contribution to World Cinema. And the opening film on Friday was called Good Vibrations. It's about Northern Ireland's music scene during the Troubles. And the directors of that film were in attendance. Also who was there was the well-known musician and DJ David Holmes, who produced that movie. And of course, Karlovy Vary is also a big social event for what you might call the Czech elite. So the opening had lots of VIPs like the Czech president, Václav Klaus, and other politicians, and a huge number of wealthy business people.
You mentioned Dame Helen Mirren. Who else can visitors expect to see on the red carpet at Karlovy Vary this year?
Well, apart from Helen Mirren, the biggest star is without doubt the American actress Susan Sarandon. She's coming at the end of the festival next weekend. She's best known, I'm sure listeners will know her, from the film Thelma and Louise from the start of the 1990s. Otherwise, the guests that are coming are Todd Solondz, who is an American indie director who made Happiness, Welcome to the Dollhouse. He's here in a couple of days with his new movie called Dark Horse. And one director who's already here is the great Hungarian filmmaker István Szabó, and he's already presented his latest movie called The Door, starring Helen Mirren.
Well, what particular films should viewers watch out for?
Well, it's hard to say. There are so many of them. There are, in fact, over 200, and nearly two dozen of those are world premieres. As every year, the festival puts a lot of emphasis on its East of the West section, which presents films from Eastern Europe that viewers wouldn't otherwise get much of a chance to see. It's kind of their flagship section and has been for many years. One film that many people are talking about is The Hunt by the Danish director Thomas Vinterberg. It's about what happens when a man is falsely accused of abusing a small child. This one I've seen myself and it's absolutely brilliant. Otherwise, a lot of people here are looking forward to Polsky film, which is actually a Czech movie. It's the only Czech movie in the official competition, and it features several well-known Czech actors playing themselves in a kind of mockumentary-style film.
I understand that also some classic Czech films are being screened.
Yes, for instance, they're showing Hoši má panenka, The Fireman's Ball by Miloš Forman, which is one of the all-time great Czech films. It's been digitally restored, and that's something that the Karlovy Vary Festival's been doing in recent years. They started last year with the screening of a restored version of the classic Markéta Lazarová. Also this year, there's a tribute to the Czech actor Josef Sommer in the form of a screening of The Joke, which is an excellent 1969 Czech film based on the famous Milan Kundera novel of the same title.
I was talking there to Ian Willoughby. And now Dominik Jún has the roundup of the latest Czech sports news.